إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أحسن الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد فإني أرحب بكم جميعا وأشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى على ما من به علينا من هذا اللقاء في بيت من بيوت الله سبحانه وتعالى وأسأل الله العلي العظيم أن يجعل هذا اللقاء نافعا للمتكلم والسامعين. I welcome all of you and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for conferring upon us the like of this gathering. We're in the house of Allah trying to get some benefit from these classes. That we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these classes and these gatherings be of a great benefit for all of us. كما أعلننا, as we mentioned before, that Saturday and this Saturday night and Sunday will be on a different topic other than Usul Sunnah. We made announcements. We said that we're going to read from Usul Sunnah. Why I'm saying this? Because I see people having the book of Usul Sunnah. But maybe you forget the announcement. Alhamdulillah, I will remind you that we mentioned that the book of Usul Sunnah of Imam Ahmed, the explanation of our noble Shaykh Rabi'a, is from Monday to Friday night. But Saturday and Sunday night we're going to talk about marriage. Some matters related to marriage and the family. Because of the importance of that matter as well. So, we ask Allah tawfiq to grant us success in saying that which is pleasing to Him. And may Allah aid us and help us so that these statements will find a place in our hearts. Not just go from one ear and out the other. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and aid us that these statements settle in our hearts. And may Allah grant us the application of this knowledge. أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات الحياة الهانئة السعيدة ضرورة من ضرورات الحياة ليستقر المجتمع ويحصل النماء والبناء ويتفرغ الخلق للعبادة والعمارة. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we began by reminding you of this reality that a happy life is a necessity, actually. It's good to be happy, to be stable, to have joy, serenity, stability, peace of mind. Why it is so important? Because that would bring stability to the community. A stable family brings stability to the community. A joyful family will contribute in a better way in the community. So So those people who have an easy life and a peaceful, stable, they can contribute in a better way in the development and the growth of themselves, their families and their communities. Likewise, the more you have a ease in your life, stability, a joy, happiness, the more you find it easy for you to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالنَّفْسُ الْبَشَرِيَّةِ قَدْ جُبِلَتْ عَلَىٰ أَن تَسْكُنَ وَتَطْمَئِنَّ إِلَىٰ نَفْسٍ أُخْرَىٰ. Allah created us and gave us this natural disposition and tendency to find rest along others. Especially now we're talking about a man as a husband finding rest with his wife, the woman. For this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us of one of his great bounties, because many are the bounties of Allah upon us, many are the blessings of Allah upon us. قال الله تعالى في سورة الروم verse 21 ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and among his signs is this, that he created for you wives from among yourselves, that you may find repose in them, rest. And he has put between you affection and mercy. Verily in that are indeed signs for a people who reflect. Of course, what we present in at this moment is some very important guidelines and advices for those who are already married, so that we can use these advices and these guidelines to check ourselves, our relationship. And also for those who are not married yet, so that they can, alhamdulillah, get a head start, inshallah ta'ala. And because we're going to mention some problems that take place between spouses, marital discord, and what leads to that, what is the causes, and what is the cure, we're going to mention the cure as well, so that we can be upon clarity, that spouses, husband and wife, they can be upon clarity and deal with one another upon knowledge. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لِتَسْكُنُوا مَعَهَا. You can understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create women. And He says that He created for your wives from among yourselves, that you may find rest in them. They're not just roommates. Your wife, she just doesn't live with you. Unfortunately, some people look at it that way. She's just a roommate. Now, the man should find rest whenever he goes back home. And you sisters, you have to pay attention. This is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created you that the man, meaning your husband, find rest and repose whenever he comes back to you. So if you give him hard time, so what is the application of this ayah? If you give him a hard time in many ways, through your statements or actions or your attitude, so what is the application of this ayah? Since you are a Muslimah and you believe in Allah and you believe in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you believe in the last day, so you got to apply these ayats. So you understand that you were created, and when you get married, your main goal is to make your husband happy. Aina. Of course, by saying and doing things that are pleasing to Allah, of course. فهذا دليل على أن الزواج سكن واستقرار وهداءة وراحة بال. This ayah, the ulama, they mention, is a clear proof. Is a proof that marriage should bring joy in the life of the spouses. Marriage should bring stability, peace of mind, and tranquility. Do all spouses really have this? It's amazing. That's why the importance of applying Islam. Those who they apply Islam, they enjoy themselves. Because marriage should bring these things, these ingredients. Joy, happiness, stability, peace of mind, and tranquility. Not fighting and chaos and turmoil and trials and fitness. No, this is not what the marriage was legislated for. You find a sister, she's so peaceful in her life when she was single, until she married a brother and her life turns upside down. And vice versa. You find a brother, mashallah, he was a nice brother, masjid, salat, he has so many goals, dreams. And then he married a sister, and before you know it, she turns his life the other way around. She gives him nothing but hardship. And he is like, subhanallah, why? I treat you nicely. I fear Allah. I'm trying to do what's pleasing to Allah. Now she's calling him to the dunya. She's not paying attention to the akhirah. And it gets worse, of course, and painful when they already have children. They already have children, and then he's like, subhanAllah, what am I going to do now? Same thing. A righteous woman, and she's afflicted with another man who don't want to fear Allah. He's still a player. He don't even know what he wants. The dunya or the akhirah. And you find that sister, subhanAllah, she's like, subhanAllah, what changed this man? Why he was nice? And sometimes people lie to her and tell her he's a nice brother and give false testimonies. We're going to get to that in details later on. I'm just giving you a preview now, this introduction. Naam, that's what marriage should bring. Joy, stability, peace of mind, tranquility. ومن هنا جاءت أهمية الزواج في الإسلام والعناية بالأسرة. نعم. Something that brings you these ingredients must be very important. See, something that brings you joy, stability, ease, peace of mind, tranquility, must be very important. That's why marriage is important in Islam. That's why you find Islam has given a great importance to this matter, to marriage and to the family. فرغب في الزواج وحث على تيسيره وتسهيل طريقه. نعم. This beautiful religion of Islam incites us to get married. And incites us to make things easy for those who want to get married. To get married in Islam is not difficult. It's easy. And to make things easy for those who want to get married. ونهى عن كل ما يقف في سبيله أو يعوق تمامه ويعكر صفوه. Likewise, you find this beautiful religion of Islam make forbidden anything that comes in the way of achieving this goal. Anything. You can't make no stipulation. You can't come in the way of someone who wants to get married, unless if a person have a right, of course. Why this man cannot marry this woman? Likewise, there is so many things that are made forbidden in Islam if they bring discord, chaos, problems, they are made forbidden. But many of us don't pay attention to them. That's why we fall into these problems. It's like someone driving, not paying attention to the signs. Can you imagine there was someone driving and having a conversation in a van with like six others? They don't know. That's why they pulled over. And they get a citation and get a ticket and a violation. And they were going for a vacation and they may turn back home with probation. Why? Not paying attention to the signs. Not paying attention to the speed limit. Nothing. They're just driving. Likewise, some spouses, they're not paying attention to these guidelines from Islam. These guidelines, if the spouses, they apply, their life will be other than what they're experiencing and they're living. It will be full of joy, ease, peace, subhanAllah, tranquility, comfort. Aynam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً. In Surah An-Nisa, in the beginning of Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if you fear that you shall not be able to deal justly with the orphan girls, then marry other women of your choice, two or three or four. But if you fear that you shall not be able to deal justly with them, then only one. Till the ayah. Also in Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Surah An-Nur, verse 32. And marry those among you who are single, i.e. a man who has no wife, and the woman who has no husband. And also marry the salihun, the pious, fit and capable ones, of your male slaves and maid servants, meaning female slaves. If they be poor, Allah will enrich them out of His bounty. وفي الصحيحين أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج. This hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, in Sahih Muslim, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he addressed the youth. He says, O youth, those who are young, those amongst you who have the ability to get married, let them do so. لكن للأسف الشديد, unfortunately, you find some youth, they have the ability, they have a good job, they're not married. Why you're not married? Akhi, I'm only 24. He's only 27. How you don't want this? You don't want ease, joy, tranquility, serenity, peace of mind, along with so many, many other benefits? It's amazing. And how, and on top of that, how can a young man who really, mashallah, he's able to get married and stay single in this jungle? It's a jungle for real. All this temptation and this fitan and trials. Aina. You gotta make it a priority. You gotta like, look, I gotta take care of myself. And begin to be serious about it. Begin to look for a righteous wife. وَمَنْ جَدَّ وَجَدَ. The more you're serious, the more you get closer to the target, inshallah ta'ala. Because now you're focused. فَالزَّوَاجُ مِنْ سُنَنِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَهَدِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ. نعم. Zawaj, marriage and marrying, is from the sunnah of the messengers, alayhimu salatu wasalam. And it is the sunnah of the righteous people. Naam. You remember the three men who came to the house of the Prophet ﷺ, and they asked about his ibadah. And when they were informed, they're like, Subhanallah, man, this is the Prophet ﷺ who Allah has forgiven him all his sins, and he still do all that? We gotta do something too. And that's why one of them says what? He will never marry women. The other one says he will never go to sleep. He will stay up all night praying and remembering Allah. As for the third, he says he will fast every single day of his life. But when the Prophet ﷺ heard what they said, he said, are you those who said this and this? They said, yes. And then from there was the Prophet ﷺ told them, correcting them, okay? Because then they meant good. They think that's the way to do good. But the Prophet ﷺ, he said to them, as for me, I marry women. Can be better, man. You don't think that this is the best way to stay single? I'm the best of the humanity, the Prophet ﷺ tells them. I'm the best, but I still marry women. And he told them, فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّةِ فَلِسَ مِنِّي. Whoever is not following my sunnah, he's not one of me. Okay? أيها المسلمون لقد عني الإسلام بتكوين الأسرة المسلمة واستصلاحها. نعم. When you look and you do a study and a search on the family, you will find that Islam has given a great importance to the family. نعم, to the أسرة. Islam, you will find in it all what you need for the family to be a righteous family, upright family, upon obedience. Naam, we have all the tools. You don't have to ask some psychologist. Can we say that? Psychologist. That's two different things. You don't have to look at what other people may tell you. No, we have everything in this deen of Allah. In the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لماذا اعتنى الإسلام بالأسرة? Why you find this importance that Islam gives to the family? لأن الأسر أساس المجتمع الذي يقوى ويشتد بقدر تماسك وترابط أسره. Why? Because the more families are strong, are stable, now you find that community is strong and stable because of those families. ولذا شبه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلمين بالبنيان المرصوص الذي يشد بعضه بعضا. That's why you find in a hadith, also there is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, on the authority of Abi Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu anh, that the Prophet ﷺ, he resembled and likened the Muslims in the way that they should care about one another, assist one another, help one another, love one another, and the way they should treat one another. They have to be strong, like a construction, like a building, that every brick in it hold tight and strong the other. Amen. فأمر بتزويج الأكفاء ونهى عن عدل النساء وبين في الكتاب والسنة الحقوق والواجبات بين الزوجين. نعم. One of the guidelines of Islam, it is made clear for us in the book and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rights and the obligations for both spouses. Allah command that those qualified men are to be given in marriage. Make it easy. He's qualified. Naam. وذلك أن استقرار البيوت وصلاح الأسر لا يكون إلا باستقرار الزوجين ونجاحهما في حياتهما الزوجية. كما أن فاقد الشيء لا يعطي. That because the stability that become like a dream for certain people, it's reality, man. It's easy to achieve. Some spouses, man, ease and peace of mind, it's like just some dream. Nah, it's impossible. Some men, Muslims, they think like it's impossible to have tranquility in marriage. There is no such thing. Yes, there is. Yeah, there are people that are happy and joyful, but if they apply the guidelines. نعم عباد الله فالأب والأم التعيسين في حياتهما الزوجية لن يقدما لمجتمعهما شيئا فضلا أن ينشئ أجيالا صالحين قادرين على البناء والقيادة. When you find a husband and wife and they are now parents, father and mother to their children, if they are miserable in their life, unhappy, sad, problems, turmoil, fighting, chaos, discord, they have nothing good to present to the community. They got nothing, no contribution whatsoever. They will not be a good factor that will contribute any good to their communities. Forget about them. Being a factor also in making those children to be of a benefit for themselves or for the community. They just can't. They're not going to be able to give to the children that which they need so that those children will participate in the building and in the growth of the community. فالزواج الناجح نجاح للمجتمع. A successful marriage is a success for the community and the society. نعم. Any successful marriage that will reflect and bring success to the society that marriage is in. أما خراب البيوت فهو خراب الديار. As for ruin and destruction in the homes, it reflects in a strong way on the communities and on the societies. Somebody who's happy in his marriage, he's cheerful, he's nice, kind, easy to talk to. He brings that attitude from the house, even in the way he drives. تفضل يا أخي حياك الله. You want to go first? MashaAllah, because he's happy, he's coming home. He just spent 2-3 hours of joy, being taken care of. Alhamdulillah. His wife, Jazahallahu Khairan, she sent him home and he's happy, joyful. He's nice to everybody. He came to the masjid, smile, Hayyak Allah. Kayf halik ya akhi, Allahu Akbar. Even if somebody bother him at work while he's driving in the street, he goes back home. His wife, she knows what happened. Don't worry about it. You're home now. You're not at work. You're not shopping anymore. Put those bags. And once he put those bags in the kitchen, he put with them all of his concerns. Why? Because now he's home. Don't worry about it. You're home. You're not in the street now. And he's happy, alhamdulillah. Can you imagine the other way around? The man don't leave until he slams 6 doors. Arguing, fighting, and even if he's not that person who argue and slam doors, but it's doing a lot of damage, causing a lot of damage in his heart. He's sad, miserable, and he will bring that to work at work. He can't focus, he can't concentrate. Why? Because his mind is on something else. Ain't no mir. You want to memorize the light of our soul? Ah, yeah. You need tranquility, peace of mind. You want to focus on your driving, focus on your... A lot of accidents happen because people have been mad and sad and angry and they thinking what they want to do and then they lose focus. And of course about the stress. And that's another factor we may talk about another time. Stress and this and that, inshallah ta'ala. Ayna. Of course, look. We live in this dunya. Whenever we talk about good, you gotta anticipate the opposite, which is what? The bad side of it. I know. We say tawheed, what happened now? Shirk is in there. If you say, okay, we gotta be upon the sunnah, why? To save ourselves from bidah. Khwan, we gotta be concerned, we gotta be serious about tawheed. Why? Because that's how we're gonna protect ourselves from shirk. You're gonna be obedient to Allah. Otherwise, you'll be obedient to shaitan and desires. Likewise. Allah, now we're telling you, Allah is commanding us. Those who are married and those who are about to get married, you learn this so you can do it the right way, inshallah. Alright? This is how marriage is in Islam. Marriage guarantees, ya akhi, if we do it the right way and if we act according to what Allah legislates, both, husband and wife. Sometimes you find the husband, mashallah, he's trying his best, the wife, she's on another channel. She just can't stand it. And it's vice versa. The sister, she's trying her best to be obedient, to do what is right, or to stay on the path. But who's pulling her away from the path? Her husband. The one who's supposed to hold her to stay firm on the path is the one who's pushing her off. Now, in the same way you find shaitan, whenever a couple, meaning now we're talking about spouses, husband and wife, Muslims, whenever they try to do good, to apply the obligations and the commands of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course that the shaitan is going to be hard on them. It's going to come to them in so many ways. Listen to this hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih. On the authority of Jabir radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna Iblisa, Shaitan, Inna Iblisa yada'u arshahu ala al-ma' فيبعث سراياه فأدناهم منه منزلة أعظمهم فتنة. سبحان الله. يجيء إحداهم فيقول أحدهم فيقول فعلت كذا وكذا فيقول ما صنعت شيئا. ثم يجيء أحدهم فيقول ما تركته حتى فرقت بينه وبين امرأته. قال فيدنيه منه ويقول نعم أنت. That the shaitan, he sits in his place. And the closest of his helpers and his army is the one who created the greatest fitna. SubhanAllah. So, shaitan. Everything is the opposite way. The most beloved and the closest to the shaitan is the one who do what? Is the one who caused the greatest trouble. The greatest problems and caused the greatest trial and fitna. So he will send his helpers and his army to cause chaos, to cause turmoil, to cause fitna and trials and problems amongst the people. Alright? And they will come back. And one will come back and mention bad things he did. Very bad thing. The shaitan said, man, sit down. He didn't do nothing. Until one of them will come and say, look, I was after that man until he divorced his wife. He says, yes, you're the one. Come, sit next to me. Aina. Why? Because if you destroy the family, everything is gone. You got no community, you got no society, you can work, you can nothing, can do nothing. وَإِذَا كَانَ هذا شأن إبليس الرجيم فإن أتباعه من المفسدين قد حرصوا على هدم هذا الكيان وتفكيك أواصر المجتمع وروابطه عن طريق تفكيك الأسر حتى انتشرت معدلات الطلاق بشكل مخيف وارتفعت نسبة العنوسة بشكل أسوأ. ولا شك أن في هذا خطرا كبيرا. For this reason you find from this hadith, this is the case of Iblis. But his followers from the evil doors, those who cause corruption, they're so eager to destroy this structure, which is the family. That's their main goal, to dismantle and to take apart the family, the Muslim family. Why? Because if they are successful in doing this, the community is gone. There will be no society and no community. So much so that you may have heard now, subhanAllah, even in the Muslim communities and societies, amazingly, akhwan, the percentage of divorces and khula and problems and scary, wallahi. It's a frightening thing. Some people get married, 3 weeks later, they already divorced. Some people get married, 3 days later, they already divorced. Can't even make it for a couple of days, man. And by the way, this is not an entertainment. These are realities. Many communities, many societies, Muslim countries, courts, many, many, many files and issues about divorce. And which bring another bad thing, unusa. Women are not being married. Before women, they married in an early age. Now a woman, she's 34, she's still not married. Men, they all still not married. They're afraid. Some of them are like, man, married to get in trouble like them? I know. No doubt this constitutes a great danger. ففيه تفرق المجتمع وضياع الأولاد وعنوسة النساء وانتشار الفساد ونبات الدغينة بين الأسر. Because when there is no stability, when there is no tranquility, and there is chaos, and there is disobedience to Allah, and then the family is apart, and they are divorced, and that reflects in so many bad ways on the community, on the children, if they have children, on the women, and then fasad. So people have to fear Allah. You know, both men and women. And adhere to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالواجب على المربين والمصلحين والإعلاميين العناية بهذا الجانب. The ulama, they says, it is incumbent upon teachers, upon everyone to play their role. Even they include the media. The media also, they have to play their role in addressing these matters, talking about the rights and the obligations upon the spouses, talking about the importance of the family and being serious. Man, subhanAllah, some people, they just there for, I don't know what they for. And at the first problem, they give up. It's like a joke. This is marriage, man. This is strong. This is a commitment. What do you think? You're marrying a woman. Of course, she's going to say something that you don't like, you don't approve of. I said she has to go. Likewise, the same thing. The woman, she's marrying a man. You're not marrying an angel. And as soon as she sees from him something, oh, he has to go, he's no good. What is this? What is the patience? Usually those people don't know the purpose of marriage. They just don't know. They have no clue. They don't know the importance of marriage. And sometimes both of them, the man and the woman, Sometimes you will find the man, yes, he knows and he's willing to work, but he was patient for a while, but he just can't. That's it, man. And vice versa, the same thing. The woman, she wants to hold on and she wants to do it the right way. The man don't care. And once again, this reflects in a bad way on both of them, that man and that woman. Even though they split, but still. And if they have children, it reflects on those children. It reflects on the society and the community. And also, it brings problems between families too. You're marrying a woman and divorcing her after a couple of days or a couple of months, you know, you're going to have issues with her parents, with her family. You're going to like, listen, man, what do you mean? Can't be patient for a couple of weeks? What did she do to you? We want to know. That brings problems between families. But here in America, that's another game. Some people, they don't care. Just because the sister, her family are non-Muslim, they like, look, man, that's okay. I divorced her. Nobody going to ask me any questions. Well, nobody may not ask you questions in this life, but you're going to be questioned in front of Allah. Don't you forget about that. See, in other countries, Muslim countries, or even here in the West, when you find a man, he has a family that are Muslims, and the woman, she has Muslim families, she has parents, brothers, cousins, uncles that care about her. Man, if the man do anything, they're going to come at him. What do you mean? What do you do this for? Oh, before you marry her, you came and talked to all of us. Spend a lot of time, man, trying to convince us that you're a good man for her. And now you just take this decision by yourself? We want to know what's wrong with her. If there is something that we can change, we'll change it. But unfortunately, some people don't need these things. They don't know. You just think like marriage is just like, look, being with a woman, and if you don't like her, just leave her and go do something else. This is not right. This is not good. That's why we find, subhanAllah, like I says, who suffers? Children. Now, it's a reality in these communities, in the West. You find people being married 6 times, 5 times. They have children with 5, 6 different women. They have issues, problems. His life is not in order. I don't know how they do it. Their life is not in order. Yeah, be patient. At least try. Naam, you see things, be patient. Talk to somebody. Talk to her family. Get him involved. Get him involved. Talk to the imam. Talk to his brother. Some people, yes, they do that. Talk to her mother or father. Half an hour later, divorce her. And he talked to the family. I all talk to them. Some days, I send them a text message. An hour ago. You know McDonald's in this one, man. You gotta be patient. It's gonna take some time for them to think about it, to find the right way to talk to their daughter. It's gonna take some time for them to talk to her. It's gonna take some time for her to digest it. And then if she doesn't follow their guidelines, they're gonna come from another way, another alternative. It's gonna take some time. Same way, they're gonna talk to the brother in the family of the girl. They have to wait, be patient. Tell her, be patient, daughter. We talk to him. Alhamdulillah. We're not expecting him to accept everything from us. If he wants to think about it, he wants to go and check this information, mashallah, that's up to him. He's a grown-up man. But we're not going to expect him. We'll talk to him this morning, this afternoon. He accepts everything. Let him. We're going to give him some time. Now. عباد الله كلنا نعلم جميعا أن الكمال عزيز وأن الاختلاف من طبيعة البشر. نعم. Something we should all know, that finding a perfect spouse, that's impossible. If anyone is looking to marry, if a brother is looking to marry a sister that is perfect, she will never give him any hard time. We just say, you're not going to find anything like that. You're just not going to find. And if a sister, she's waiting for that brother that he never ever going to give her hard time, he always nice and this, wow, may Allah have mercy on you. Nobody is perfect. This is going to help us. If we accept this reality, it will help you. And likewise, ikhtilaf is a human, man. It's a human nature. We differ. We're different to begin with from one another. And we do differ. We don't agree on everything. وَأَنَّ الزَّوْجَيْنِ لَا يُمْكِنُ أَبَدًا أَنْ يَكُونَ نُسْخَةً لِبَعْضِهِمَا فِي الطَّبَائِعِ وَالْأَخْلَاقِ وَالرَّغَبَاتِ وَالتَّفْكِيرِ. And that the spouses, the husband and a wife, that's impossible for them to be like, they say, carbon copy. You know the carbon copy? You remember that? Now it's a scan. Now it's scan copy, right? Now they used to do the carbon way. Carbon copy? That's impossible. Carbon copy is like scan. You take this page here, scan it, and then it gives you another page, right? Does it give you different information?
No.
Exact information. Even if a hair, while you're doing it, you blink, one hair fall on that page, you're going to get a hair right there. And you're like, where'd the hair come from? Doesn't matter where it come from, but it's in there. Well, see, the husband and the wife, they will never be a carbon copy exactly in their manners, in their attitude, in their etiquettes, in this and that, the way they think, what they like, what they don't like. That's impossible. You know what I'm saying? Huh? ليست ذكرك الأنثى أحسنت فيكفي من المفارقات أنهما ذكر وأنثى. Just one of the subhanAllah, one of the things that make the difference that they are different, it's enough. You're a man and she's a woman. Some of us, we don't even think about that. Doesn't occur in our mind. A man wants his wife to think like him, to be like him, to be strong. Sometimes a man is like, he's driving, tell his wife, go push. Push what? And then when the car doesn't move, he's like, ah, you're weak. Hello, look at the mirror again. Who's pushing? And who's supposed to be pushing, Muhammad?
Man.
Alhamdulillah, I didn't say your last name. Jazakallah. Yeah, subhanAllah. Sometimes a man wants his wife to do the things his way. Be happy that she's trying. If you get some of her, alhamdulillah. You didn't get it? Say, look, man, that's not her specialty. Same thing. Sometimes the woman, she's busy, huh? She tell her husband, change the diaper. He never did it before. Never. Now he came to her. You know what's the first question? What's the first question? Who knows? I'm asking you.
Okay.
Huh?
How?
How? No.
You always ask me what diaper is it? You always ask me.
That's it, right there. Where is the diapers? We don't even know what the diapers are in our homes. It's worse than that. Fix some cereal for the children. Not even omelet. Fix some cereal. What do we do? What is the first question? Where is the cereal? Where is it? Where is the milk? Now, some man, they open the fridge, don't even know where the milk is in the fridge. That's some man like that. So now the woman, is she going to make, you don't know, you're this. No, she should smile. Alhamdulillah. Listen, honey, I got you here. Here is a diaper with a smile. With a smile. That's it. Because he's a man. He's not around these things all the time. But he's willing to help. He didn't say, you do it yourself. No, that man is willing to help. So why do you want to give him a hard time? You don't even know where the diapers is. You don't live in this house. I got to do it. Get out of my way. Problems. No, this man is willing to help. Help him. Oh, you don't know where the diapers are, honey? I shall I get it for you. Here.
And this is the place we always put him here, just in case. Even if you forget next time, don't tell him, I just told you the other day. You want help or not? Huh? So be there, help him. Inshallah. Now, add to this, now you're different. You're not going to look at your wife and expect that she will agree with you in everything. No, she thinks different than you. Yeah. She thinks different than you. And look, and on top of that, لا تعيشان منعزلين بل في داخل المجتمع له متطلباته وتأثيراته. And keep in mind, when you marry a woman, this woman, she you didn't bring her, you didn't find her on an island. She was alive, alone on an island. No, she lived in a society, in a community. And of course, that society you live in and the environment has an impact on the way you talk, the way you think, your preferences, the way you see things, even sometimes the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you do things. And we all forget all that, man. We just marry a woman and I want her to be like me. It's not going to happen. Keep in mind and take in consideration, for instance, that there may be a lot of differences in your upbringing between the two of you. And that's a fact, by the way. And if you understand these things, mashallah, it will help you to find the right way to make the right decision at that moment. Man, you find a man and a woman, they have differences in their upbringings. Some may have been raised by two parents. Stable family, stable marriage, alhamdulillah. Some, they are raised by one single parent. Some, they grow up in a broken family, man. Nothing but chaos and disorder and ruin. Of course, all these things are going to reflect on and shape the character, the behavior, the attitude, and the way they think. No doubt. Keep in mind, some, they've been raised by their grandparents. They don't even know their parents. They don't even know. While others, yeah, they were foster children. No family, nothing, just somebody else. While others, yeah, they've been raised by babysitters. They have a parent, but they were not in their lives. They were left to so many babysitters. And TV. The babysitter turned the TV and said, look, don't bother me. Alright, I'm not here to do nothing, alright? Children cry, they stink in their diapers, doesn't matter, because those babysitters don't fear Allah. They're not there for the child, they're there for what? For money. They don't care. Because if they get fired, there's so many other families that they're looking for a babysitter. And it's worth a try. See? They don't know. That's all. Some children, they grow up on their own, man. Nobody ever been in their life and teach them manners. That girl, nobody. She didn't have a figure, her mother or grandmothers or aunties or that they, alhamdulillah, they were an example for her and teach her how to be a good wife. And she see it not only by statement, but she see it in their life. They stable in their marriages and the way they are, mashallah. No, nothing. Nobody ever talked to them about this. Keep in mind, some people, man or woman, they grow up in a crowded areas, man, in a projects. Chaos, turmoil, I don't know, drugs, killing, murders, police, sirens. Become a habit. It become a normal to them. If you take them to a quiet area, they can't stand it. They have to go back to That's all they know. That's all where they grow up. While others, they grow up in the suburbs and they want to quiet. And a man should take in consideration all of these things if he wants joy. Of course, I don't want to forget the fact that sometimes a man marries a woman from another country. Another country, different culture, different language, different food. Everything is different. And all of the sudden, day one, that morning, he wants her to act like, I don't know, all of the sudden, he wants her to prepare his meal like he wanted. You know what I'm saying? She's different, man, you know, she didn't grow up. Huh?
Like
my mom made, yeah. You don't cook like my mother. That's yeah, we heard that. Thank you for telling me that. She's not your mother, that's one thing, don't you see? She's your wife. How a man said to his wife, I can eat this, you eat it by yourself. I'm gonna go to McDonald's and get me some things. What do you mean McDonald's? Why don't you appreciate the effort? Why don't you be curious and say, what is this? Sakallah khairan for the effort, mashallah. But would you please tell me? I'm telling you, if a brother from Pakistan, for example, I don't want to create no problems, but I'm just giving an example. A brother from Pakistan married sister from what? Help me, I want to say.
Senegal.
Germany? All right. Which one we take? Germany? Senegal is better because I know some food from Senegal. Germany, I don't know, man. His brother from Pakistan married sister from Africa. All right? What they eat in Pakistani breakfast? Naan and what?
Chana.
Chana? What is that?
Peas.
Peas, the peas, but spicy. Very spicy. All right. Senegal, what they eat? You mentioned the example.
Fufui.
Chipujin? Chipujin.
Green.
Chipyap. But that's in the dinner. I know chipyap and chipujin is rice with chicken and with meat. Tastes good. What they do, fufui, what?
Fufui is green. It's kind of wheat.
Yes. See, different. So now she get up, mashallah, early in the morning, and she's so happy, and she spent maybe 45 minutes, an hour or more, she's cooking, huh? And then honey, breakfast is, he's like, happy breakfast, Allahu Akbar, and she's with a big smile on her face. But as soon as he put his eyes on a plate, what happened? You tell me, huh? What is this? Is he saying it? Yeah, he may say, what is this? But the problem is not, what is this? What is the problem? The way he said it, his face tells a lot. Yeah, he can say with a smile, Jazakallah khairan, subhanallah, it smells good, mashallah. But would you tell me, what is this? I can't. This is something from your country, from your delicacy? Oh yeah. If she said delicacy, yes, so you want to insult her? You'll be insulting the entire country, man. You'll be insulting a lot of people. That's right. No, he says, what is this? MashaAllah. Ayyakallah. Zakallah khair for the effort. What is this? She tell you, they say, what is it? She may tell you the name in their language, but if you explain, oh, this is fava beans mixed with this, with that. Try, akhi. If you're a husband, try. Unless if you're allergic, yes. If you're allergic to something, say, Jazakallah khair and barakallah. May Allah reward you for your effort, and subhanAllah, I'm laying down and you're cooking. Jazakallah khair, barakallahu fiki, but wallahi, it's my fault. It's not yours, it's not yours. Wallahi, it's my fault. I didn't tell you that I'm allergic to certain things. Why can't we do it this way? And if you're not allergic, try it. You may like it. Why not? Especially this is a woman, you're going to be with her for a long time. We're not talking about find somebody in a train station and say, hey, you want to take a bite? No, this is your wife, man. She's going to cook that breakfast tomorrow again. Now you want to try it, you might like it, right or wrong. Don't just look at it and say, oh, what is that?
A'udhu billah.
Can you imagine somebody say to his wife, A'udhu billah? This is not right. Some people, men, I don't know what they be thinking. And that bring her, what? Put a wound in her heart. A wound that she may never forget about. That's going to discourage her. She's going to be afraid. What am I going to cook for this man? Maybe. So don't be that man who's so, what? Help me. Stern, what?
Difficult.
What else? Huh?
Insensitive.
Insensitive. I don't even know what that means. What that mean? You said it, Arshad. Insensitive. What does that mean?
Not caring about her.
Not caring. Not paying attention to the feelings. Don't be that difficult man. He just wants what he wants. No, if you don't like that, try it, mashallah. Tell her what you want. Don't be like that man who gives hard time to his wife whenever she cooks breakfast. And he told her, look, I eat only eggs and breakfast. She said, no problem. But now in the first morning, she fried the eggs. Like she made an omelet. He's like, oh, no way, no you didn't. What's the problem? I like them boiled. She's like, okay, I'll give you boiled next time. Okay. When she boiled, he's like, no. I like them, what? Fried. She complained to one of the women. She said, look, how many eggs he asked? She said, two. She said, tomorrow, fry one and boil the other. That's it. He has nothing to say, see? So she did that. That morning, she boiled one and put it on the table. Next to it, another plate, the fried one. He looked at it, he said, what is this? She said, look, man, you got nothing to say. Here's one boiled, one fried. He said, I'm not talking about that. She said, what are you talking about? He said, so you fried the one you're supposed to boil, then you boiled the one you're supposed to fry. You think this woman can win with this man? Always looking for trouble. Some man, you don't be that man. Please, wallahi, may Allah save us. Some man, he sits on the sofa and his wife, she's sweeping. You miss a spot. You just drop a pencil. Why don't you go and show us? You're the man of the house. Why don't you go pick it up? The woman, she's juggling. She's cooking. She's rotating the laundry. The baby is crying. The 3 years old fall off the bike in the backyard. She's answering the phone. And what happened? And the man is chilling. This I say, chillaxing. No, be there. Why? You see your wife. Say, honey, I get the baby. Just to the kitchen. I can't stir that. No, I got you. I take the lasagna from the oven. No, that's okay. That's what men are for. See? She will be happy. Wallahi, she'll be very happy. But don't just sit there and let him do the work and we criticize. It's not a good thing. See, there's a lot of differences. Be there. So, like we said, especially when a man marries even a woman from another country, different culture, different things, and expect that when her family will come and visit, you gotta like before. If your wife said, look, my parents are coming, you gotta like, listen, says, look, man, this is your parents, I have to respect them. What is it? What do guys you do? You know, because in my country, in my customs, they come, they go straight to the fridge, they, mashallah, they can do whatever they want to do, they sit whatever they want to sit. Some other people know. They ring the doorbell and they stand right there by the door. Until you tell them come, and you sit them and they sit, and you have to, I don't know, you have to bring something for them to drink first, before even you ask them about anything else. And you have to be there and sit with them. If my mother, mashallah, if she came and visit me, for example, she don't care. In our customs, mama, I'm going to work. That's okay, no problem with her. But my wife's mother, she's different. At least you have to spend 10 minutes with her, sit with her. How you doing? How's everybody? And I can't just like in a highway, How you doing? Assalamu alaikum. She's going like, oh man, this guy, he don't want me to be here. By the time he come back from work, she's gone. And that caused problems because she's going to tell her wife, say, you don't like me, I told you. But you like her. But where's the problem? You didn't know the customs. 10 minutes can make a big difference in your life. We continue, inshallah, tomorrow, same time. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.